This is episode 1612. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are getting ready to meditate. I honor you for honoring yourself. In today's episode, you are going to discover a five-step recipe for living your life with gratitude. And you can take this mind step and the steps to the recipe, or rather the ingredients, you can take these with you into your meditation and practice them. See how they work for you. This is the final episode of our series on gratitude, but it's not just gratitude where you're feeling grateful and uplifted. It's sharing gratitude with others to help them feel uplifted, despite how you might feel. So this is a different approach to gratitude than you may normally not consider. So gratitude is to share. It's an expansive heart emotion right along with love and compassion. And it's meant to give away, not to keep for yourself. If you want full, deeper, guided meditations, you can find those on my Sip and Om meditation app. You get a journal to go along with this series, so you get a gratitude journal, and you also get a slowdown guide with every technique I've shared with you in this series organized nicely for you. Now, you can keep this guide and journal and use them as resources for gratitude. You can try this Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks, absolutely free access. So you can't go wrong. Give it a whirl and see what you think. That might be something you do this weekend to dedicate a little more time to your meditation ritual. And plus, we have tea, so you can check out our brand new herbal tea subscription boxes. You can receive the gratitude box and try the weekly tea I share with you right here on the podcast and on the app. You can sip that same tea, all organic, of course, for you. So that is on sipandom.com, my website. So what are the four, or rather there are five secrets to living a life with gratitude? And I won't really call these secrets. They are more ingredients for a full recipe of gratitude. And this is what I learned from Jyotish Novak, who is the spiritual director of Ananda, where I received my meditation teacher training. It's in the Sierra Nevada mountains, a beautiful, pretty isolated place in California. And I think you'll recognize each ingredient, but when you put them all together, it makes for a wonderful lifestyle of gratitude. So take this into your meditation and do these techniques. So as you settle yourself down, close your eyes, and I will share with you your recipe for gratitude. Breathe. Breathing calms your mind and body faster than just about any other technique. Difficult or distracting thoughts that come to your mind, mentally recast the situation. Reframe it in a new light, feeling compassion. Feeling gratitude. Feeling love. your focus. Focus on a thought that uplifts you. Visualize a scene in your mind that calms you. Bring your energy and your attention to the point between your eyebrows or your spiritual eye. This instantly uplifts your thoughts. Practice gratitude. Before you go to bed at night, breathe, recast or reframe challenging or difficult situations you had during the day. Change your focus on something that uplifts you. Bring your attention to your spiritual eye and send out gratitude. This is your recipe for living a life of gratitude. And you are so worth slowing down for.